Oh, good morning, everybody. This is Ajahn Brahm here on a Tuesday morning, and I think it's the 14th, 13th, 15th. Well, it's some day in the middle of June, and I think 16th, isn't it? 16th today. So welcome, everybody. This is what happens when you live in the present moment. Sometimes you forget what day of the week it is, but it's a beautiful day here in Western Australia, and it's an opportunity to give a little talk followed by a guided meditation. Even though many people are coming out of lockdown and people are managing to go around and come here and go there, I am still locked in to every Tuesday morning giving a talk. But it's a wonderful thing to do. It's allowing everyone to listen to some good Dharma, some positive reflections on life. And one of those positive reflections is learning not to worry about the future, never to think too much about the past, and always be in this present moment with a nice, free and open mind, which can appreciate so many things which are happening in this moment. Sometimes that I used to call the past like carrying so many coffins of dead moments from the past. One of the nice things about our culture, in all cultures, all traditions, is that once a person dies, they're buried or cremated, their body's disposed of. We remember them, but we don't obsess with them. We walk on. We go forward. We never sort of linger too long in the past. And that's the same with any past memories you have, good or bad. We try and let them go as fast as we possibly can, as soon as we can. We let them go so we can be free in our present moment. It's just like my little computer. I get so many emails, and some I can answer, some I just don't know how to answer. And I always remember what I was taught in Thailand, that if you can't answer them, or just tell them that just their karma wasn't good enough to get an answer. But in other words, that sometimes you cannot please everybody in this world. And trying to please everybody, live up to other people's expectations, is one of the biggest causes of stress in our world. So instead, I try and let go of the past as much as I possibly can. And whatever happened before, just can't fix it, can't change it, so we leave it alone. And that creates so much peace, so much emptiness, so much freedom in the present moment. So I could come here today and just walking a little bit through the grounds of Jhana Grove Retreat Center, just walking through these grounds, appreciating the beauty of the place. You know, where I live is very quiet, but sometimes people can't hear the quiet because they're hearing their thoughts, all their worries and complaints, because most thoughts are quite negative. And so instead of listening to the beautiful silence and appreciating the early morning sound of the birds and the still little few clouds in the sky, appreciating that can only be done when you're quiet, when you're silent inside. And so living in forests, living in mountains, living in caves, it's a great opportunity to develop that silent awareness of life. And you have so much joy and happiness. There's so much to see out there in our world, and so much to watch. I do remember this one of my favorite cartoonists, a gentleman called Lunig. He lives over in the east coast of Australia. And I remember one of his cartoons, which I've kept somewhere in my room, that there is a family watching the TV. That's in the left half of the cartoon. They're watching a sunset, a beautiful sunset portrayed on some nature channel on the TV. In the right part of the cartoon is an open window where the actual sunset is occurring. But they prefer to watch it on the TV and just move a few feet and look through the window and see the real sunset happening. For me, that TV is like the thoughts, the ideas, the opinions, the philosophies, all that which is removed one step from reality. Reality is more what you experience. And there's so much beauty out there to satisfy everybody. And even just the sound of the birds, which I can still hear. Those sounds of the birds are beautiful. Never the same. The sunsets are never the same. The dawns are all original. Every moment, if you're peaceful, if you're free to enjoy it, and you make yourself free, you give yourself that freedom to enjoy this present moment just as it is, and you'd be surprised how beautiful this moment is. And I say that not because I'm encouraging people to be hedonist, to just indulge in pleasures for the sake of pleasure, but because this is the gift when we stop thinking so much, when we stop obsessing about the past and stop worrying about the future. We can just be in this moment and enjoy instead of planning. I knew I was supposed to give a talk this morning, as every Tuesday morning, but as usual, you get up in the morning and you meditate and you just go for breakfast and you come here. You don't plan at all what you're going to speak about. It's a wonderful thing to have that confidence and trust in the present moment. You don't need to try and control it by planning it all out, first of all. So many people have so many plans. Plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, E, F, G, and then on to other alphabets as well. But all those plans which you have, oh, they very rarely come to any fruition at all. I still recall the time when I was a young kid, one of my earliest memories, when my mother told me I didn't need to go to school the following morning. I must have been about 6 or 7 or 8 maybe. I said, yeah, I don't need to go to school tomorrow morning. And because my mother said I had to go to the dentist, I said, oh, I think I'd rather go to school, Mum. But she said, no, you have to go to the dentist. And those were the days where the dentists, oh, they had these drills, they had these sharp pointers which they picked your teeth. Oh, it was like going to a torture chamber. And so I was very upset. I said, I don't want to go to the dentist. And I started crying. I started throwing a tantrum. I didn't want to go, but Mother said you had to go. So I went to bed and I was really upset. I didn't sleep well. And I was trying to think of all ways to get out of going to the dentist tomorrow morning. And when I woke up, I decided on my plan. Never underestimate kids, because even kids, they got some plans which I thought would certainly work. I told my mother, you can't love me. You don't love me, do you, Mummy? Because you're sending me to the dentist. It didn't work, of course. She dragged me to that dentist, screaming and kicking. And I always remember that when I got to the dentist surgery, there was a sign on the dentist surgery's door, closed, because the dentist was sick. I remember that. All that suffering, all that kicking and screaming, all that crying and not sleeping well. I was worried about something which never happened. But it taught me a very good lesson. To live in this present moment as much as you can. And don't think too much. Instead, feel. Don't try and learn from the past or worry about the future. And learn from this present moment. Right here, right now, there's so much going on. There's so much to satisfy you. Maybe it's because I haven't watched the TV for years. You can watch the beautiful sunsets and dawns and middays and the birds and the flowers and the trees and the wind and the rain. That's beautiful to watch. To go outside during a storm and just watch the rain come sheeting down and just fall on the green leaves of the trees and the trees to stop the rain for a little while and it drips off. As it drips onto the ground and fertilizes the ground with moisture. See, this ancient tradition, which I don't know, has been happening for thousands of years. You're just witnessing, being at peace, enjoying, and getting some wonderful contentment just from watching a rainstorm. This is how we develop our meditation. You see, so much beauty. Instead of watching the news and watching all of the flights which are being cancelled, all the people with coronavirus, all the people protesting, all the people getting sick, all the people, I don't know what they're doing that for. All of the rushing around. When you can just sit down quietly and just drink the beautiful peace, fulfillment and beauty which is there in every present moment. So when we can start to do that, at least for part of our day, then we get this beautiful energy. And from that energy, we get kindness. It's easy to be kind when you're at peace. And it's easy to see how you can help and serve other people. Sometimes people feel hopeless. They cannot help anybody. They want to give, they want to serve, but they don't know how. But please, just a little smile, a little thought of kindness, just a little gesture of, you know, waving your hand and saying hello to all beings. It doesn't matter what color, what race, what religion, what age, what nationality, just what, anything. Human beings may be different on the outside, but their tears are all salty. And their smiles are all contagious. Inside, we are so much the same, which is one of the reasons why it's easy to be kind and love everybody. If you are in this moment and see the beauty. And it's the same when we start to meditate. It's so easy to get critical. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm aching. Oh, I've got a cold. Oh, I'm so many things to do afterwards. Just like my story of the dentist, I really thought I was going to have to go to that dentist, but it was just my exaggeration. I didn't need to go. When I did go back afterwards, it didn't hurt as much as I thought. It's amazing just when we are negative, just how we amplify the problems of life. We don't amplify the good things of life, though, which is weird. So anyway, I encourage people to, when we're meditating in a few minutes, to amplify the beauty of this moment and to let go of any problems of the past, which is why we can be in the present. This is a beautiful abiding, a comfortable place to live in this present moment. It's full of contentment just being here. And as we develop those perceptions, as we develop those ideas, then the mind just inclines to being peaceful. It leaps on to the delightful breath, and it stays there. It's a great place to stay. Peaceful, healthy, sublime, and free. Available at any time of day or night, in any place. Free for your enjoyment, for your health. And, of course, for your great insights and enlightenment. Learning contentment. Growing contentment. And learning how to rest and enjoy this beautiful moment called now. So, now if you'd like to, if you're not already sitting down meditating or crossing your legs or laying on the ground, on the bed, wherever. See if you can get your body in a nice, comfortable position, like I'm going to do now. Meditation will be for 20, 25 minutes. Maybe longer, see what happens. It's very hard when you don't plan the future to know exactly how long. It's what I've got a clock next to me to remind me in case I go too long. So closing your eyes. As you close your eyes to all of your past. where you're closing your memory down. Close all your fears and worries about the future, and your hopes and dreams as well. Close all of that down. It's like closing the doors of your mind, so you can stay inside. No visitors are allowed in during this time into your mind. Except my voice, obviously. Other than that, just inside with this moment, learning how to be content with what you have. Happy to be here. And starting with your body. It's first thing in the morning here in Australia. Other people, it's maybe middle of the night or late afternoon. You may be tired, you may be sleepy. But be aware of your body without judging it. It's not it should be like this or it should be like that. Just experience it. I start by experiencing my legs. I'm just kind to my legs. I'm not going to tell them what to do. I'm going to ask them how they are. Like I'd ask a good old friend, how are you doing today? So I ask my legs, two leg, left leg, right leg, how are you this morning? And it's amazing, when you ask questions, you get answers. You feel, you experience any tightness, any stress in your own legs. Once I can feel that, once I know what the problem is, it's pretty easy to fix up. Move the leg this way, move it that way, wiggle my toes a bit, move my heel. I adjust my posture. And I ask my legs, how are you? And they say, great, thank you so much for your attention. And move the attention up to the butt. I can feel the pressure of my body pushing those muscles into the cushion. It's not an unpleasant feeling. I just make sure it's as comfortable as it can possibly get. And once my butt says thank you, your attention, I move up to my back, starting, of course, with the waist, making sure there's no tight belts. The belt is a little bit tight, but it's not bad. It's good enough. And then the curve of my back, give it a good stretch and feel as much as I can of my back. And ask it, how are you? Is there anything which I can do to make you, within reason, to make you more comfortable? These are intentions of kindness. And just the intention, without doing anything more, softens the back. It relaxes. So my back starts to feel very comfortable. Then my shoulders. Always give special attention to shoulders because there's usually lots of stress on those. I relax and relax to the max. Which means I'm not pulling anything, I'm not holding anything, I'm not squashing anything. I'm letting all those muscles and sinews or whatever else is in there to be at ease. But I'm mindful enough to know when those muscles are tense and when they're at ease. You just watch. You gather the information. You learn. You get to feel your own body with your mind. You get to know it. And know What causes tension? What causes relaxation? So now my muscles are really relaxing in my shoulders. And I go down my arms, past my elbows, which are really healthy and nothing wrong with those. So I pass them pretty quickly to my wrists and then my hands. Checking each part. How are you, elbows? How are you, wrists? How are you, hands? When every part is comfortable, as best I possibly can make it. And it's like you've tucked in a little kid that's falling asleep so you can move on. I'm not falling asleep, but I'm moving on. Away from my hands and arms, out to my neck, making sure the head is well balanced. I always got into the habit of moving my head at this particular point, backwards and forwards to the left and the right. Make sure that my head is well balanced. Otherwise I get neck ache. Now I don't get neck ache. And my throat, if there's any hay fever irritation, I just know. I don't try and get rid of. I embrace and be kind to these things. Being with rather than being against. And my whole neck and throat become just so at ease. Move on to my face. All those muscles around the eyes and the mouth and the forehead. I can feel them. I can know how they are. Side of my cheeks are a bit cold. It's a cool morning this morning. Under my nose is a bit itchy. Around my eyes is still a bit tight. I'm going to loosen all that up. Simple as imagining a string and you're pulling both ends. Now I let go of both ends, as simple as that. The muscles around my eyes get at ease. Around my mouth, I get relaxed. And my whole face becomes really comfortable. And then I look at my whole body. Just sitting here in this hall, in this quiet meditation monastery. How lucky it is to be here. With no burdens, no one interrupting me, no one asking me anything. Totally free. Not imprisoned by the past, always calling me to figure out all problems. I'm not in the jail of the future, always worried and being tortured by what might go wrong. I'm free. Just in this beautiful moment with my body. This is where I start to perceive the delight of a relaxed body. That delight only lives in this moment. It can only be perceived in silence. Body is really relaxed. It feels pleasurable. The delight of relaxation. I'm going to linger there for a minute or so. I start to be aware of my peaceometer. How peaceful am I? Giving it a number from 1 to 10, just skillful means, that's all. And knowing what makes my reading on the peaceometer go down. What is the cause of peace? What disturbs the peace? My mindfulness is now being focused on the experience of peace. Getting to know it like a good old friend. Peace is a very delightful object to focus on. You can't force focusing on peace. It destroys it when you force anything. You let it come to you. You let it be. And it grows. Inside that experience of peace, it always happens for me anyway. I become aware of my breathing. The breathing is like enclosed in a bubble of peace. See air going into my body. The used breath coming out. So simple. It's all I have in this moment. I have no goals or aspirations, nothing to try and reach. That causes lack of peace. Instead, I have contentment. I'm happy to be here. This is good enough for me. So I can delight this experience of the breath happening now. Like being on an inner holiday, an inner, not five-star, billion-star resort inside. Just watching part of this delightful breath happening now. And not disturbing it. The more I let it happen, the easier it is. And if I try and do something, it disturbs. I will now be quiet for about 5 minutes. When I start speaking again, we'll be close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel now? How peaceful is your mind? How relaxed the body? Please notice the delightful feeling that is peace. When you see its happiness, it's piti sukha, as they say in Pali. It grows. And if you have the opportunity for long periods of meditation, that piti sukha can be the object of your awareness, awareness of joy, nimittas, jhanas. And as we come out of this meditation, how's your body? My body feels so much better than when I started. Relaxed, at ease. It's healthy. I'm now going to sound the gong to take us out from the meditation. Sweet. Now I'll give the blessing for you all, for your happiness, your good health, your strength, and your courage to give yourself time to find peace in meditation. Sabaroga vinimuto. Sabba santa pavajito, sabba vera mati gando, nibuto chato wang bawa, sabiti oiwa, chantu sabba rogo, Vinasatu mate bhavan vantarayo sukhiti kayuko pava apiva danhasi litsa nichang utapachalino Chataro Dhamma Vatanti Ayuvano Sukhang Balang. Please may all be healthy, at peace, and develop huge wisdom and kindness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.